Welcome, welcome, friends and family, guests and familiar faces, as we celebrate the birth of our Savior this evening. My name is the Reverend Melissa DeRosha, and I'm one of the pastors here at Gates Presbyterian Church. Especially if this is your first time worshiping with us, we hope that you feel welcome and at home here. And of course, you are always welcome to join us for worship every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., where we encounter God's love and grace through scripture and music, prayer, and community life. What an honor it is to have everyone gathered here in this place as we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Let us worship God together.
Please stand and join me in our call to worship. All around us are the sounds of Christmas. What do you hear?
We hear wild animals of nature.
What do you hear?
We hear shepherds crying to meet Jesus.
What do you hear?
We hear angels celebrating.
What do you hear?
We hear churches singing.
What do you hear? Our first scripture reading comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. Listen now for God's word. The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who have lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Listen now to the words of Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them at the inn.
Thank you.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Now I'd like to invite all the children to come up front here with me in the choir. It's all right. Nah, it's all right. Here, come on up, come on up. Yeah, everyone, go ahead. Go ahead and sit down. What a good-looking group we have today. You guys look so fancy. So I have a question for everyone today. How big is God? Can God be as big as a mountain? What do you think?
No.
I'm getting a no over here, getting some yes over here. What do you think? Could God be as big as a mountain? God changes. Good point. Could God be as small as this flower right here? What do you think?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Could God be as small as a baby?
Yes.
Yes, we're definite on that one. How do you know? Because he was a baby. Yeah. What do you think? Yeah. Today is the day we get to celebrate Christmas. The day that God came down to be born as a baby just for us. People expected God to show up and be big and scary, but God showed up as a baby so we could learn how much God loves us and that sometimes God can be surprising. You guys ever been surprised, maybe? Know what it's like? Yeah. When were you surprised? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And all the people, the shepherds, were so surprised that God was there for them. But no matter how big you are or how little you are, God always loves you. And God always wants to be there for you. So tonight on Christmas, we've got a little present for you guys to remind you that no matter how big or small you are, God is always here to love you and surprise you. And so what would be really surprising on this warm, warm winter night?
Snowflake.
A snowflake. Thank you. So we have snowflakes for you guys to take home and put on your tree. So every time it snows, you can think about how much God loves you. And every time it's nice out, you've still got a snowflake. Now, before we go back to your seats and sit with your families or with the choir, do you guys want to pray with me? You ready to pray? All right. Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for baby Jesus. We love you, God. Amen. All right, choir, it's time for you to sing. Guys, my present? This whole season of Advent, we've been carving out our church as a place of silence and a place of calm in the midst of all the holiday bustle that happens. Now Advent is over and Christmas is here, and we get to enjoy the sounds of our church family together. Happy children and singing and getting to connect with each other. I love it. So right now, just go ahead and relax a little bit and just listen to the sounds around you. Let all the sounds from your day before melt away. No more dinging phones, no more revving motors or honking horns. And just sit here and listen. Now think back to the sounds from that first Christmas. It probably wasn't silent either, I'm sure. Bethlehem was so packed that people are sleeping in stables just to get a roof over their heads. And they're the lucky ones. Outside, there are sounds of less fortunate travelers sleeping in the streets. An innkeeper stops and grumbles and counts his earnings for the day, wondering if he should have charged that young family for the use of his stable. The sounds of laughter and conversation are out in the air. And a new mother looks up in a barn, worried that they'll wake the baby. Inside that stable, I'm sure things weren't quiet. Animals never are, even at night. Listen for a second. Hear the shuffle of horses moving in their sleep, and goats settled around a new family. A mother and father are sitting together, exhausted. And after the chaos of childbirth, even this restless night seems quiet by comparison. Mary clutches her baby to her chest and listens to every breath that newborn takes with wonder. I wonder what Mary was thinking as the night settles around her. Here she is, a new mother to a child that is also the Son of God. This tiny baby lying in a food trough is Jesus Christ, God with us. Mary had been preparing for this day, but I doubt she expected to give birth surrounded by animals, far from her home and her family. But God doesn't show up just when we expect it. God is born in the lowliness of rooms, to a poor family as a tiny, helpless baby. God is vulnerable and open to the world to show us how to live. Christ had the patience to be born and grow and live with us, showing us how to show love and forgiveness, even in the worst times. God looked down at all the power of the kings who were searching for the Messiah and ready to welcome him. And then God chooses to be born to a young family who can't even get a reservation. Mary seems to understand that, of course, God's first priority
is to come to the poor and the oppressed. Christ had all the power and the might in the universe, and he chose to be born as Jesus, a lowly baby to young parents. These are the people that God trusts with the Messiah. These are the people who spend their lives supporting Jesus and preparing him for his ministry. God's love for us is so strong that Christ gave up all of his power just to live among us, spend time here teaching us about God's love. We worship a hands-on God, one who is willing to give up his life to show us grace. That tiny sleeping baby is enough unconditional love and forgiveness to bring salvation to all the world. Mary was quiet, cradling her newborn child and marveling at his miraculous birth. But the joy of Christmas is too wonderful for the world to stay silent. And so, in fields far away, dozing shepherds suddenly hear the sound of singing. An angel's chorus bursts into the sky. They sing praises to God and they share love for the whole world, proclaiming Christ's birth not to kings, but to shepherds sleeping amongst their own sheep. Listen for the sound of shepherds crying out in surprise and fear as angels appear to them. And then listen for the thuds of running feet heading to Bethlehem to greet the Christ child. Imagine Mary's surprise as these humble men give thanks for her baby. It must have been chaos. These strangers running into a stable, babbling about angels, startled animals mooing as people give thanks to God. Do you have all those sounds in your head? Sounds of animals and people, the whimpers of a tiny baby right in the middle of the world. Can you hear the love that Mary has for her child as she comforts him? Can you hear the joy and the singing, ready to usher in a new age for all of God's children? Now go ahead and let the sounds of our Christmas come rushing back in. Hear the rustle and the noise of the people around you, and give thanks that we are all here to celebrate together. Listen to the songs on the radio as you drive home. Remember the praises that were sung by angels on that first Christmas night. We are blessed with this time to celebrate that Jesus Christ was born for all of us, the loud and the quiet, the busy and the humble. Christ was born to show love to us all in the everyday bustle of the world. So as you go back into the world tonight, listen for the sounds that remind you of God's constant grace. In the noise and in the silence, remember that God's love keeps showing up in surprising places, ready to change the world. Let us praise God together, for tonight, Jesus Christ is born.
As we celebrate God's generosity, the gift of his Son, let us also come forward and give back to God. The ushers will now come forward and collect our offerings.
Please join me in a prayer of thanksgiving. Holy God, we give you thanks for the wonderful world you have made, full of life and full of wonderful sounds. Thank you for all the gifts you have given us and for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Use us and our gifts to serve your people so we can all be loved. In the name of Jesus Christ, that little child of Bethlehem, we pray. Amen.
The darkness of the winter. It came in when it was light, and if you look up, that will not be the same once we head out of here. But there's finally a change. The days are growing longer, the nights are getting shorter, and light is coming into the world. We're now going to have a time when we all get to hold our own candle and sing together. Each of us has part of Christ's light in us. Something we get to lift up and celebrate now. Let us prepare to sing Silent Night. As the candlelighters come forward, we can all share God's light together. Not yet. Take a second. Lift your candles up just a little bit and look around. See how bright Christ's light is shining. As you go out tonight, know that God was born here on earth for each and every one of us. That God's love shines on every one of you, now and forever. And may you always be able to see the light of God's love shining in every person you meet. Alleluia. Amen.